It's called Box It In. That's what Pitkin County health officials have dubbed the newest strategy for fighting COVID-19. It's not really new information. It's a new explanation of how to use what we've got until a vaccine comes along. In a community meeting Thursday, Pitkin County epidemiologist Josh Vance says that it starts with isolating the sick, quarantining those who have been exposed to the virus, and testing.
When someone gets tested and they test positive, we get informed of that result here at the health department. Our role is to contact those individuals who have a confirmed case of COVID-19 and ensure that they remain isolated until they are no longer infectious.
General isolation, usually at home, lasts about 10 days. Then the contact tracing begins. Health officials find out if there is anyone who has had contact with the person who is sick. Those people are asked to self-quarantine. Why? Because they might not know they have the virus.
The tricky thing about COVID-19 is people don't always know they have it. There's a lot of asymptomatic individuals. And so when we have identified that somebody might be exposed, we're going to call and we're going to state that quarantine is needed for 14 days just to ensure that this doesn't spread.
Then the cycle continues. If a quarantined person develops symptoms, they need to get tested and self-isolate. Those who came in contact with that person need to self-quarantine and so forth.
And this is really our best method at containing this virus. We don't have a vaccine right now. We don't have, you know, good treatment. We have antivirals, but we don't have the means to really, you know, prevent it.
It takes 2 to 14 days from exposure to the virus for symptoms to appear, which explains the 14-day quarantine period. So why not wait on the quarantine until after symptoms develop?
And the reason why we ask people to quarantine even when they're feeling okay is because people with COVID-19 can be infectious while they don't yet have symptoms and are actually most infectious right before you develop symptoms. You might be feeling fine. You might feel like you don't have any symptoms. You may not feel like you have the virus, but you may actually be the most contagious at that point. So that's why we request that 14-day quarantine from the last day that you were exposed to ensure that you're not accidentally or inadvertently spreading the virus.
Vance said contact tracing is imperative for slowing community spread of the virus. A recent study published in the Lancet Medical Journal showed that contact tracing and quarantine before symptom onset reduced transmission of COVID-19 when the R-naught number was around 1.5. The R-naught number measures how many people one person with the virus can infect. At a press conference in Denver Thursday, Colorado's epidemiologist said that the state's R-naught number is now between 1.6 and 1.8. The study published in The Lancet showed that controlling an outbreak becomes more difficult when the R-naught reaches 2.5 and transmissions occur before symptom onset. In other words, containing the virus by boxing it in with testing, isolation, quarantine, and contact tracing works.
We continue to be cautious with regard to the amount of testing that we're doing.
Dave Ressler is CEO of Aspen Valley Hospital.
We are exceeding the 16 tests per day, which was established as the threshold, at which point we moved from comfortable to cautious. And we've been there now for about a week. When we increased or surpassed that threshold of 16, we actually doubled our capacity to 32 and are open on the weekend as well for symptomatic people requiring testing.
He said that testing is available at hospitals throughout the Tri-County area. But unless someone is hospitalized to manage COVID symptoms, a referral from a primary physician must come first. He added that AVH can help if someone has neither doctor nor insurance.
We do not want any barriers at all to getting a referral for the testing.
Josh Vance said non-compliance with quarantine or isolation is a problem.
There's two main things here. One is unwillingness to quarantine. And so when we call somebody stating that they've been exposed, it means that we have reason to believe that they've been exposed. And so we ask them to quarantine for that period of time. We're not calling just anyone asking to quarantine. We're asking people that have been exposed to quarantine because we believe that they may have the infection. So we really need compliance with quarantine. And then the second thing is, you know, when we call, you know, we expect a call back. We have important information to share. We want to inform you that you may have the virus. You may be inadvertently spreading the disease, and we want to ensure that, you know, we can ask you to quarantine. So really the best method we have right now to return to normal is to box it in.
Garfield County saw two COVID-19 deaths in less than 2 weeks this month, and a statewide mask mandate went into effect on July 17th because Colorado cases are spiking. But it remains to be seen if residents will comply to keep the virus at bay. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.